someone has already, like they're later in my life, always meeting me personally, like a married mood. And so many sampradayas, like the Raghava Vallabhi, the Vaka Sampradaya, others, but in the many love Samadhyata. Now we come to the third type of Rati in a mood that is called Sarantha. that means lust in this case. Desire for their own enjoyment. If they're completely fixed on their mind, is completely fixed on Krishna, how would they get a degree or a bad destination? It is impossible. So they must get a transcendental destination. So, Kupya, it seems like she was prostitute. But you should not say this in the sense that her mind was totally fixed, one-pointed on Krishna, even though she desired her own happiness. So because the object of her life was exclusively Krishna, transcendental Supreme Lord, therefore her emotion has been included in the categories of magic. It's not material. So then Srila Gurudeva explained that quiet is of two types. What is that? One type is called Sambandhatmika, and one type is called Karmatmika. So those are in Dasya mood, Sakya mood, and Vatsalya mood, they're all called Sambandhatmika. And those in Madhuri mood, they're called Karmatmika. What is the reason for this? Why? Because in the relationship in Dasya, Sakya, and Vatsalya, the prominent thing in regard to their service is the margada, that means the etiquette which follows the relationship that they have. If their relationship with Krishna as a friend, then their service will follow in the wake of the relationship that they have. If they're related to Krishna like parents, then they will serve Krishna and their service will follow in the wake of the margada or the etiquette which is expected of a parent. But the gopis, their love is the other way around. They have some bandha with Krishna, some relation. What is that? Oh, you are my lover and your beloved. So some relation is there. But actually, in their praying, seva, their service is Prahlad, and he is prominent.
All these services of Dasya, Sakha, and Pampa, all are in Guru Devi. The services are not limited, unlimited. They can go up to any extent. Krishna wishes also unlimited. No limit. So, no Atmanic. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been told. Okay. सेवा उनकी और कृष्ण की अभिलाषा कोई हारना नहीं चाहता एक तो अनलिमिटेड और दुनिया उनकी अनलिमिटेड इच्छा को विशेष करके शिव की रास्ता
that because the Sambandhatmika relationship follows Maryada, there's some limitation. But the Kalatmik relationship, this Kalatmik frame, does not depend on relationship. So all the types of services and all the types of relationships are included in that. And because it's not observing any Maryada, it's increasing, going higher now. Because his love has no limits. And then desire to service has no limits. And Krishna's desire to enjoy also has no limits. So Krishna's desire to enjoy the gopis, a desire to give Krishna enjoyment. They're having a competition. And in this way, it's increasing, going up and up and up. And no side can know defeat. Defeat is not realized by either side, only increasing all the time. So then Gurudev, he made a distinction. What is Sambandhatmik and Sambandhanuga, and what is Kalatmik and Kalanuga? The meaning is, those who are Ragatmik in the spiritual world, eternally serving Krishna, their service, their praying may be called Sambandhatmik or Paramatmik, depending on whether they're Dasya Sakya Vatsalya or whether they're Madhurya. And a sadhak in this world, who's following the Dasya Sakya or Vatsalya, he will be called the Sambandhanuga. And someone who's aspiring for the Paramatmik praying in this world and doing sadhan, he will be called Kamanuga.
माता की मायों में भी कामना काम विशिष्ट अधिक है वो मां के द्वारका वासी द्वारका की मनुष्य सप्तमा मारु
Thank you. सहायता और समर्थन इस प्रकार के भेद का वर्णन किया गया है। द्वारका की रानिया जो है समुद्र का प्रेमवती है और कृष्ण से मिलकर कृष्ण के सुविधा की इच्छा है, उनका भी सुख होगा और अपना भी होगा। यही असल चीज है। क्या कहा इन लोगों ने अपने सब सुख की कामना पूछा है, कृष्ण को सुख देने की इच्छा पर है, किंतु अपने सुख के कृष्ण से मिलते हमें सुख होगा। ये और ब्रज की गोपियों ने अपने सुख की कभी भी इच्छा नहीं रही, संपूर्ण रूप से जिनको अपने बच्चों को भी सुख की पूछना होता है, कृष्ण की गोदी में अपने बच्चों को देख सकते हैं, कृष्ण जदि लाल इसके कुछ कुछ यही वैशिष्ट और बाकी उसमें का भाव नहीं सुनता। गोपियों ने पति पुत्र भाई बंधु आत्मीय स्वजन सबको त्याग किया केवल श्री कृष्ण की सेवा के लिए और द्वारका की रानिया कृष्ण को पति रूप से पा करके उनसे पुत्र प्राप्ति की लालसा रही कि उनके द्वारा हमें सुख मिलेगा संतानों के द्वारा, इसलिए संतान सुख की लालसा आ गई। परंतु गोपियां सब पति इच्छुता नय भातृ बांधवान पति पुत्र भाई बंधु आत्मीय स्वजन सबे यहाँ तक कि आत्मसुख तात्पर्य अपने सुख की लालसा भी नहीं रही। गोपियों के यही विशेषता रही क्योंकि चैतन्य चर्चा में और ग्रंथों में या गौड़ीय दर्शन में भी एक विशेष बातें आई है जो गोपियों ने सर्वत्र त्याग किया। संसार भर के कोई भी स्त्री जाति स्त्री मात्र त्याग नहीं कर सकती, वो चीज त्याग करके दिखाया। इसलिए श्री देव गोस्वामी प्रसाद ने बताया गोपगंगा समाप्त गोपियों के लिए गोपगंगा बताया गया है। कन्या माने जो कुमारी लड़की हो जिनको स्त्री धर्म तक प्राप्त नहीं हुआ है, जिनके अंदर में सुख की लालसा का गंध तक नहीं है, उसने उनके साथ राज बचाया समस्त प्रकार की कुंजे गिराया की पर गोपियों को लगा नहीं सकी। गोपियां देव के स्वयं खड़ी उतरी, उनके प्रेम की पराकाष्ठा रही जिनके अंदर में प्रेम के अनुमान का अपने सुख का गंध तक नहीं आया। ये
The highest and the topmost thing is going to be narrated by the lowest person. So I said, mostly from the lotus feet of my students, please let me to say something. Translate what has been spoken. Because Shyam Prabhu told that gopis and maishis, they have vital difference. He gave one instance that once Krishna was sleeping in Dwarka and he woke
हाँ बारह वर्ष की उम्र, बर्फ में सोलह वर्ष जैसी दिखती है। नहीं उसे भी छोटी, वो छोटी है ना राधिका जी, कितने दिन छोटी, पंद्रह दिन छोटी है ये सब। अब इसका दूसरे समय में जीरा था
Yes. Yes.
But I think that after my class, when Maharaj, Maharaj, you is to give classes, what I have to do. Yeah. After that, when they will have time to tomorrow.
Shut up.